So pleased to welcome Browns linebacker DaQuell Jackson to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. DaQuell, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Glad you have me.
Well, we're looking back, I guess, big picture, first of all, on the 2011 season. And I know it had to be frustrating because you want to see progress. Four wins doesn't reflect that from a five-win season last year. And I know there was a lot of hope of this every year, hope of it being a playoff season or much better than that. But to have that kind of year, what's your general thought on what the 2011 season was all about?
Yeah, I think for the most part, this has been a unique situation. You know, from starting from top to bottom with Mike Holmgren being the president, Pat Shurmur being the new head coach. You know, you have guys like Ray Rose, Dick Geron, you know, my position coach, Billy Davis. They were one time, you know, head coaches or coordinators at one point. And so it's a lot of instant credibility in this building. So, you know, it hadn't been like that in years past. So right away, you know, it grabs players' attention that, you know, we know what we're doing. You know, this year was, like I said, it's been a unique situation where, you know, we had a lot of young guys play early. And a lot of young guys, they play far beyond their expectations. You know, defensively, you know, with Jabal Sheard, Phil Taylor, those guys had tremendous years, in my opinion. They're moving in the right direction. But, you know, yeah, it was a disappointing season. You want to translate the effort and the way you prepare each week, you know, to wins. But it didn't happen. But, I've been here long enough to know where, you know, you're so close. You're so close to winning and losing. And, yeah, we're on the losing side this year. But, you know, they easily change here and there or a play here and there would completely change the season around. And for the fans, you know, something to look forward to.
And, DaQuell, a lot was made of the lack of an offseason, a new head coach coming in your case, a new defensive coordinator, new scheme. And a lot was made that this would be a challenge and how difficult it was. But then I guess the more that's said, the more people start saying, that's just an excuse. And then they point to a San Francisco with a first-year head coach or other teams that perform better. But, in fact, it was a challenge. It was difficult. Just if you could break down how hard it was maybe from your standpoint or the defense as a whole to get acclimated with a new coordinator and his new system and philosophy without working with him in the offseason.
Yeah, and our division is unique. You know, we have, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals, and Baltimore Ravens, they're a veteran group, you know, and with the lockout looming and no OTAs, no mini camps, there's a type of rapport that you build with the players and the coaches. In our situation, being a first-time head coach, that part of the game is necessary. I really feel like it's necessary, and we missed out on that. Not only us, but a lot of other teams around the league. So when it was able to, you know, when the season actually started, you know, it took us some time to actually get familiar with coaches get familiar with players and what scheme we were running. You know, we were, you know, a lot of other teams were behind the eight ball in a sense of, you know, having guys up to speed of what they were doing, what the game plan was, how we wanted to affect, you know, our game plan each and every week. Sure. And with a new head coach and a new staff, you know, you bring in new players. So it takes time to gel. And for the most part, you know, I've been here where teams have been, you know, you want to win every game and you don't feel like you have the guys around in the locker room to get it done. But this is a unique situation where we do have the guys that can get it done. It's the matter of us executing in the fourth quarter and making plays when we need to.
And, DaQuell, the other thing, as you say, is just getting to know the people who are coaching you from the head coach on down. There's something to that, kind of knowing. I mean, I know in the NFL the expectation is the highest standard. You're a professional, and you don't necessarily need anybody to tell you that specifically. One coach to the next, it's all the same expectation. But specifically, I think getting to know them is important, isn't it? And knowing what, in certain situations, what they can sort of anticipate that you'll do and what you'll anticipate them doing.
Oh, it's definitely important. You know, just, you know, I was just speaking with Dick Geron, and the way he goes about preparing each week and what he calls throughout the course of a game, I feel like he doesn't have to say anything. I feel like I can make the calls. I have a handful of calls where I feel like he would make them. And a lot of times I am right, and we bounce things off each other. You know, that one year that we have passed us right now, 4-12 is tough to swallow. I'm not going to lie. I hate losing. You know, we put a lot into it. But, you know, like I've said, you know, we have, you know, I have to be optimistic. We have a lot of good guys in this locker room, a lot of good leaders. You know, we have a year under our belt now. Now we know who we are as a team. You know, with those tough games, you know, we battled to the end. You know, the effort was never an issue. It was, can we translate this effort into wins? And, you know, with the young guys that we have playing, they understand, they have a year under their belt. You know, you get better in this league with experience. You know, you start to experience, you know, ways not to lose rather than losing. So that's going to be a big emphasis this year, you know, with me dealing with some of the young guys on the defense side of the ball, because, you know, we will only be as good as we are individually, as much as how much time we put into trying to, you know, better ourselves. And collectively, it'll translate into wins. It'll translate into a better team, a better defense, and a better offense.
Browns linebacker DeQuell Jackson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. For you individually, I know, again, it's about the wins, and there is great frustration in a four-win season. But after those two injury shutdown seasons that you had prior to this year, and for you to come back from that and have the year you did where you were just really phenomenal in terms of being everywhere, making the tackles, and being a consistent game-in and game-out contributor, there had to be an incredible level of satisfaction. I can't even think of what must have been going through your mind to at least individually know, you know, hey, once I stay healthy, this is the player I can be.
Yeah, it was that game you played with in your mind. You know, you work so hard to get back. And when you're finally back, you know, you don't think about your past injuries. It's, okay, let's keep my head down for 17 weeks. Let's do everything I possibly can. So in my own mind, you know, I can feel like I've arrived. I am that same person who I was before the injuries. And it was a week-to-week process with me, you know, making the week one all the way to week 17. You know, I can remember, you know, before heading out for the last game of the season, you know, I was nervous. I was nervous, just as nervous as I was in the first game coming back. So it was that anticipation of me finally having a year under my belt where I can kind of wipe my head and be like, you know what, I made it through the season healthy. No setbacks with my pecs. You know, it was definitely a blessing, and it was a great feeling to have.
And the other thing is the linebacking core as a whole went through some challenges, certainly with Scott Fujita's broken hand that shortened his season, the movement that you had to have, and different injuries that had Chris Gokong eventually ending up on the strong side for Scott, and then having Kaluka Maeva move into the starting lineup on the weak side. Just those transitions, overall, it looked like that group weathered it pretty well.
Yeah, we have a smart group. We got a smart group that understands the game, and we work well together. And it all starts with Billy Davis. You know, he was the ex-coordinator, so he taught us a lot in that building, a lot in our linebacker room. And, you know, we have to be interchangeable. You know, you have to pay attention to what the other guy next to you is doing, because you never know. You know, I may have a sprained ankle for a game or two, or, you know, the situation with Scott Fujita, you know, Kaluk, you know, with his hand situation. You know, guys get banged up throughout the course of a season. And so, you know, with our young guys, we had to, you know, we had a lot of young guys in our room play.
Sure.
So, and it's important that, you know, if you're lining up next to a veteran guy, including myself, I need to trust that you know what you're doing. And I need to trust that you're going to do it 110 miles an hour. So it was a good group to have, a good, you know, for the young guys, good experience to go through it, because you never know, you may be in the line of fire, you know, as quick as you anticipate.
As we look ahead, there is a lot of young, good young people on this defense. When we think about Joe Hayden and T.J. Ward from last year, of course, T.J. misses more than half this year with injury, but he'll come back healthy. And then the two kids from this year's draft, and Jabal Sheard and Phil Taylor, their contributions they made, all encouraging stuff. As you look at the big picture, though, defensively and offensively, what kind of outlook should people have for this Browns team in 2012? And how confident are you that things are going to make dramatic improvement next year?
Yeah, there's no secret in this league. It's a quarterback-driven league. It's an offensive-driven league, and you have to score points. You know, you have to score points, and you have to stop people from scoring. And so, you know, and you can't, the plus and minus ratio, you have to be able to be a plus five, plus six, plus seven to be able to win ball games, give yourself a chance. I think a lot of times this year what happened, we shot ourselves in the foot, you know, with bad turnovers or costly penalties. when we shouldn't have them. You know, it was a combination of a group that's trying to familiarize themselves with, you know, what's going on. Whether it's the young guys, we had a lot of young guys play this year, along with coaches. So, you know, it was a collective effort from everyone, but it was definitely a stepping stone in what we're trying to achieve here. Next year, I firmly believe we should be in the playoffs with the group we have here, and it's about time we start talking about it. You know, for so long it's been, you know, let's just beat Pittsburgh. We have great fans around us in Ohio, and they deserve a right to see us, you know, be successful. You know, they've been waiting a long time, and it's about time that we show them that we can do it.
Great stuff. DeQuell, thank you so much, and I wish you nothing but the best going forward.
Thank you.
Browns linebacker DeQuell Jackson joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.